Let's go, Brandon. Well, good morning, children. You know, this podcast ain't gonna record itself, so I thought I should get the fuck off my ass and do this. You can scream and shout with all your might. Ah, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way Biden's cock has something to keep it company. Either you are wrong or I am right. Don't forget my friends and my enemies, ladies and gentlemen, bitches and bitchettes, the third and the most likely possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Yes, you are welcome. You are motherfucking welcome. Oh God, you're so fucking welcome. Ah, you're just so welcome. There are not enough words in the English language to describe how welcome you are. Like the Eskimos, we need 70 different words for welcome in order to describe just exactly in minute detail how welcome you are. Yes, indeed, my friends and my enemies, it is Stating the Obvious podcast. All right, we are here to state the obvious. And chew bubblegum. All out of bubblegum. You guys know that routine. Hang on 1 second as I figure out where I'm going to put the headset that I just took off my fucking head because I don't need it anymore because we're done with that. All right. Let's start here. So yesterday, I was over at Texas Roadhouse. One of my favorite restaurants here in Rapid City. At least someplace I've been to. Anyway, so there's this little mega hottie chick that works there. This little blonde girl, cute as hell, great butt. She came in the one day, she was wearing her hair in, what do you call it, like the double pigtails or ponytails or whatever, like Harley Quinn, where you got like the hair, pigtail, ponytail hanging off on each side. I don't know what the fuck that hairstyle is called. But anyhow, it's hot. So anyhow, yesterday I'm there, and long story short, I asked her, did she want to go out? She told me no. But here's the thing, and partially this is me bragging about, you know, hitting on a cute girl and everything, because I know I have a lot of virgin toes in my audience who think the girls have cooties. It's not that girls don't have cooties. They do have cooties, but if they just had some brain cells to go along with them, it'd be great. But I'm not interested in dating girls for their intelligence. That's why I don't give them an IQ test before I ask them out. I look at their butt, and then I go ask them out. So anyhow, I am bragging about asking a hot girl out because I know half of my audience has never talked to a girl. But the other part is that this is a setup for something, so just bear with me for a minute. So I threw my line at her. I said, hey, you know, what would have to happen for us to get coffee or something like that? What would have to happen for me to take you out for coffee? However the fuck I phrased it. My killer line that's worked more than anything else has ever worked. I've talked about that before. So anyhow, first of all, she starts laughing. Now, not laughing at me, laughing like at the situation, which if you have any semblance of people skills, you can tell the difference. Okay, so she's laughing and she's smiling and she's happy and she's pleasant and she says, you know, well, thank you. It's really flattering. But this was funny though. She says, I have a person already. And I'm like, you have a person? Because I've had people tell me I have a boyfriend, I have a girlfriend, you know, I hate men, whatever. I've never had someone say to me, I have a person already. So she has a person. She also has an accent, which she's kind of like one of these Eastern European accents. She looks like she could potentially be Russian. This is the first time I've ever actually talked to her. I've only seen her from a distance a couple of times that I've been in here. So I've never talked to her before. So the accent also totally threw me off because I was not expecting that. So anyhow, we threw a couple of things back and forth. I didn't go too far either because see, here's the thing. I know where she works. And see, now I'm a stalker. So this, I'm about to confess to you that I'm a rapist because according to feminist, one of the ways in which you can rape or sexually assault a woman, as we know, is by, you know, you can do things like looking at them without their permission, but also things like repeatedly asking them out on dates. See, that's rape, according to a feminist. Because feminists, of course, don't know how to deal with human interaction, right? I'm going to assume there's a pretty good chance this girl is leftist because all women are leftist. This girl is totalitarian because all women are totalitarians, okay? No, you do not know this one unicorn woman who's not a leftist totalitarian. I know you think you do, but you're wrong. All women are leftist totalitarians. It's only a matter of where do they fall on that scale. Okay, so this girl, because she was happy and she was smiling and she was laughing and she bantered with me and she was pleasant and she was wearing shorts and her legs were shaved, yeah, I could tell that she's not too far along on the leftist totalitarian scale. So I will see her again, inevitably, because I'm going to keep going back to this restaurant every now and then. So it is inevitable that I will again see her. And when I do, I'm going to ask her out again. She's going to say no. I'm going to say, well, I don't know. I haven't seen you in like a month. Maybe you don't have a person anymore. I'm not going to know if I don't ask. So yeah, we're going to have some fun. It's going to be fun because we're going to experience pleasure. We're going to have fun interacting with other humans. I know this is a foreign concept. So I hit on a girl, and she told me no, but we had a good, I can't read her mind. She appeared to be having a good time, once again, because body language, posture, genuine smile, like you can all tell, right, when somebody's doing a fake smile versus a real smile. I had a good time. She appears to have a good time. Now, this is a setup for, let me tell you a story that relates to hitting on girls. I did not hit on the girls. Where do I start? I got to give you a certain amount of background information. All right. So one of the venues I work at, there's a guy who works there, you know, tattoos, piercings, typical. Is he a millennial? Yeah, he's probably, I don't know how for a fact how old he is. He's got to be a millennial. Tattoos, face piercings, all the gross stuff. Okay, so he has this girlfriend. The girlfriend is blonde. She's thin. I mean, she's reasonably cute. I'd say 5.5. You say, great one. Was she covered in tattoos? Gee, guys, I don't know. She's a white woman from North America. Do you think that she's obsessed with destroying her body? Of course she's covered in tattoos. So you add in the tattoos, yeah, she's a 4. But if you took away the tattoos, she could be a 5.5. Okay. So his girlfriend will often come to the shows while we're working and everything and hang out. So she's at one of the shows working, and none of this that I'm describing to you right now, I don't see any of this. I heard all of this secondhand. So this is what I heard happen secondhand, is that she's hanging out up there by the control booth, and some guys came over and started hitting on her. So I'm hearing about this after the event. So we're standing there. It's a metal in the face guy and his tattooed girlfriend, and then a guy that I work with. I haven't given people names yet, so for right now, we're going to call him Guy I Work With until I decide what code names I'm going to give everybody. And me. And Guy I Work With is talking to Metal Face Dude, and he's saying, yeah, man, these guys, they're over here, they're hitting on your girlfriend, and they're trying to chat her up and all this other stuff, and this is the short version of the conversation because he was going on and on about this. And he got to the punchline. He's like, yeah, your girlfriend was really nice to them, but she should have just told them to fuck off. I thought about this for a second. Now, Guy I Work With, I've talked about him before. Guy I Work With, this is the guy who's been divorced twice and is currently actively looking for a third wife. Okay? Not a fuck buddy. Not a hookup. Not a girlfriend. He wants to get married. Because apparently being shit on two times is not sufficient. Apparently he must have some money left that he desperately wants to give away to another woman in the impending divorce. Okay, I love girls. I think girls are fantastic, the ones that are thin and polite, but that doesn't mean you marry them. Okay, I like cats. I'm not going to marry my cat. I like my plants. I like my house plants. I planted some flowers outside too. They're popping up. I love flowers. I'm not going to marry one. I really like my Supergirl statues. Not getting married to any of them. Okay, just because women are fun and, well, can be fun and can be pleasant and can be enjoyable to spend time with and have sex with, that doesn't mean you fucking marry one of them. If we lived in a sane world, you could marry three or four of them all at the same time, and that would make them your property, and everything would be a lot better. But we don't live in that world. We live in this world. So he said that, and my mind started processing what I was overhearing. Now, this is a man, and he is a man. He's pretty fucking manly, I'm not going to lie. He's got some beta. He's got some serious blue pill beta when it comes to women. But when it comes to shit like using tools, shooting guns, stuff like, he's pretty fucking manly. And if you're a man and you want to get a wife, now in order to get a wife, you kind of need a girl, right? I mean, okay, you trannies and other stuff, which we'll talk about later. That's coming up after this. You need a girl. In order to get a girl, you have to, number one, go to the gym, which I did this morning. There were no attractive girls there. But was at the gym. I got at the gym. The TV channel was playing. Apparently, there's a Star Wars marathon going on. Because I got there just in time to watch Luke Skywalker blow up the Death Star. And then right after that, they went straight into Empire Strikes Back. So whatever TV channel it's on must be doing a Star Wars marathon. So to get a wife, you got to have a girl. To get the girl, you got to go to the gym, but then you also have to approach a girl. And you don't just have to approach them, you have to actually ask the girl if she would like to hang out with you. Now, here's the thing. I wasn't there when these guys were hitting on Metal Face's girlfriend. So I don't know what sort of technique they were employing, right? Were they, I'm going to say it's probably, although I could be wrong, not likely, it was just like, hey, yo, bitch, do you want to go backstage and fuck and like suck our dicks or something? You know, they were, statistically speaking, okay, because these guys were probably beta. I mean, statistically speaking, virtually all men are blue pill betas when it comes to women. So the odds that some true red pill alpha gaming guys are over here hitting on this 5.5 who's covered in tattoos is pretty slim. Possible, but slim. And here's the other thing, if they were actual alphas, they still wouldn't be doing, yo, babe, you want to like suck my dick and stuff, yo, because I'm an alpha. Because alphas, actual alphas, don't have to announce that they're alphas. We all know this. And most likely, they were just your typical betas, and they were probably like complimenting her tattoos. And one of them might have told her how pretty she is. You know, it's all that kind of fucking gay shit. Now, should she reject them? Should she tell them, no, I'm not interested? Yeah, of course. I just had a girl tell me she wasn't interested. She didn't do it by telling me to go fuck off. She did it very politely, very charmingly, with a smile on her face. She was very nice. So I'm listening to guy I work with tell Metal Face that his girlfriend should tell these guys hitting on her to fuck off. And I'm thinking, hold on. Why would you, especially a man who is interested in women and wants to go on dates with women and get another one of them to marry you so you can give away more of your property and money in the divorce, why would you want to encourage women in general to be rude to men who are hitting on them? Because Metalface's girlfriend isn't wearing a t-shirt that says, I have a boyfriend. Metalface's girlfriend doesn't have a ring on her finger. So if you don't know whether or not a chick has a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever, the only way to find out is go over there and talk to her and ask. So why would a man who's interested in girls, who wants to date girls, who wants to ask girls to go out with him, who wants to get married for a third time, which I'll just keep saying that over and over and over because it blows my mind so fucking hard that it's like I'm getting a fucking blowjob from a whore who can suck a golf ball through a garden hose. That's how much it's blowing my mind. Why would you encourage women, a woman, in specific, women in general, why would it enter your mind that when a woman is being approached by a guy who wants to ask her out for a date, she should be rude to him? Now, my theory is that, like most beta pill, is that a thing? That would save me from saying beta male blue pilled. Most beta pilled men, he thinks that sucking up to women is the way you get them to have sex with you. Now, I don't know, does he want to have sex with Metalface's girlfriend? Maybe he wants Metalface to give him a blowjob. Maybe he's bisexual. But just listening to him encouraging a woman to be rude to people who approach her and hit on her, to me, illustrates the out of touchness with the blue pillism. It illustrates the level of simping in our society. Because again, this is a manly guy in other regards, but he's this much of a simp. It just makes me wonder, like, what in the fuck is going through your mind that you are encouraging people to be rude to other people when these other people are simply trying to talk with you and ascertain information and possibly ask you out on a date so we could do the things that human males and human females have been doing with each other since we came into existence? The second aspect of this that I found interesting so here we got a man, divorced twice, so very clearly cannot control his own bitch, is telling Metalface what Metalface's girlfriend should be doing. And I'm thinking, first of all, you can tell somebody else what their woman should do when you figure out how to control your women. Secondly, I'm thinking, maybe you shouldn't be telling other people's women what to fucking do. Because if somebody told me your girlfriend should do this, I would just look at them and say, what my girlfriend does is not your fucking concern. And I'd go Will Smith on their ass. You can't even control your own bitches. And you're worried about what my bitch is doing? The levels of simping in our society are just going off the fucking charts. The levels of virtue signaling are going off the charts. catching up on the Dick Show. First of all, here's a short one. That's what she said. So I'm listening to Dick, and they're talking about somebody, some comedian who told a joke about how he went to see Planet of the Apes, and they went to see Planet of the Apes at a movie theater in a black neighborhood, and it was filled with black people. Oh, it was Joe Rogan. And apparently, maybe you guys have heard of all that, because I don't hear about anything, because I don't pay attention to the internet. Thank God. I've better things to do with my life, like play Star Wars, which I haven't done a lot of Star Wars playing lately, but I'm making good progress on getting the fucking house organized here and shit, and throwing stuff away. I am throwing stuff away. Man, am I throwing stuff away. It's so good. So anyhow, apparently Rogan said that, you know, they went to see Planet, and it was like they were in Planet of the Apes. It's like they were in Africa. And Dick Masterson, okay, comedian, we know everything about Dick. Dick Masterson actually, on his fucking show, recorded this and put it on the internet for everyone to hear. Dick Masterson said that he's baffled. Dick Masterson is baffled, my friends, about why Joe said it was like being in Africa. Because Dick Masterson cannot for the life of him figure out any connection between black people and Africa. Now, I've seen and heard some virtue signaling in my life. This is the most epic virtue signaling I think I've ever... This is like Lord of the Rings level virtue signaling. For a fucking moron to record himself and put it on the internet saying he doesn't know, he can't see, he cannot ascertain any connection between black people and Africa. Why would Joe Rogan say that? Rogan, whatever the fuck is that? Why would Joe say that it was like being in Africa? Dick literally says, well, Planet of the Apes doesn't take place in Africa. He couldn't figure it out. And I'm listening to this, I'm going, okay, well, hold on. Is this a bit? Like, is this your joke that you're pretending you don't understand the connection between black people and Africa? Or are you actually virtue signaling so fucking hard that you are recording yourself and putting it on the internet that you don't know, saying that you don't know, ouch, I just whacked my hand into a solid object, that you don't know the connection between black people and Africa. You see nothing common between those two. I mean, fucking Christ, guys. So there are two episodes of The Dick Show, and I thought about pulling the sound clips and doing like a response. It was just, I decided it was too long. So I'm going to have to give you the summary. Here's the summary. Jack, what's his name? I keep wanting to say Jack Don. Jack Murphy, right? The guy who put stuff up his butt that we made fun of. Okay. So Dick played these clips of Jack Murphy on some interview talking about banging 15-year-olds and how 15-year-old girls are sexually mature and they're bangable and all this other stuff, which, I mean, is biologically true. I talk about banging 16-year-olds. So here's the thing. To me, 15, and this isn't the point. That's why I want to go too far down this, but I got to get this joke in. Right, like 15-year-olds, there's some 15-year-old girls that are sexually mature and you could knock them up and get them pregnant. They're going to make a baby. Yes, that's fine. And as you get, but the thing is, really, do you want to be banging a 15-year-old girl? Because does a 15-year-old girl have enough life experience and enough emotional maturity to do the things you need a woman to do, like doing your laundry, washing the dishes, like how good of a cook is she going to be? You know, there's all these things that are a lot more important than just fertility. Now, if you're going to have like a little gaggle of 15-year-olds and you just knock them up and then you put them in a holding pen and they spit out the baby, while you have some older, more mature women, say like about 17, 18, 19 years old, who can do the more important functions like the cooking and the cleaning and the giving you a back massage after you come home from working at your manly job and all this other stuff, that would be different. So Dick was very upset about Jack advocating for banging 15-year-olds, right? To Dick, the fact that Jack said these, well, see, he wants to have sex with 15-year-old girls. I get where that is. Again, when I sit here, I talk about having sex with volleyball girls, people would naturally conclude I want to have sex with volleyball girls, which is true. And maybe Jack Murphy does want to have sex with 15-year-old girls, and that's why he says 15-year-old girls are sexually mature and bangable. Fine, that's great. Let's say that is what's going on. Totally fine with that. That's not the point. Okay, I'm getting to the point. Everyone, hang on. So this really bothered Dick. This whole banging 15-year-old girls. This is just a major problem for Dick Masterson, the guy who doesn't know what Africa has to do with black people. Now, what do we know about Dick? We know Dick loves trannies. We know that Dick is completely fucking okay with giving 8-year-old kids hormone blockers and shit like that. But oh my God, banging 15-year-old girls, that's way out of limits. So then the next episode, Dick is talking about his new favorite topic, pedophile hunters. Right? These right-wingers, they're all obsessed with pedophiles, blah, blah, which they kind of are. I mean, he's not wrong, but he's obsessed with them being upset. Dick is like, Dick, when it comes to the pedophile hunters, Dick is kind of like that atheist who can't shut the fuck up about God. Yes, Dick, we get it. There's a bunch of right-wingers who run around seeing pedophilia and everything because they're trying to get donations to their campaign and they're trying to get attention. We've got it. You don't need to talk about it anymore. So Dick actually says about the pedophile hunters, he's going on, he says, you know, most of these people don't even have kids. And Dick actually says, if you don't have children, you shouldn't worry about it. This is not your business, it's not your concern. If you don't have children, you should not be worried about pedophiles. Okay, so now let's take these two things, let's put them together. In Dick's world, if you don't have like 8-year-old kids, then you have no business being concerned about pedophiles. However, you have all the business in the world, if you're Dick Masterson, being concerned about Jack wanting to bang 15-year-old girls. Well, Dick, do you have a 15-year-old girl? If you don't, maybe you shouldn't fucking worry about it. Maybe you should just go back to virtue signaling about how you can't figure out the connection between black people and Africa so that nobody will ever think that you're racist. Because the most important thing in our society today is, well, we wouldn't want anyone to think I'm a racist. And so as I'm catching up on the Dick Show, I'm listening to his ever-present obsession with trannies. Like every show, we got to have a tranny on. We got to talk about a tranny. We got to talk about, you know, we got to dance around the fact that trannies are weird, that they're mentally ill, that they kill themselves in greater numbers. All this other stuff. Oh, the tranny this and the tranny that and the tranny something else. It's just tranny, tranny, tranny. And you go, great one. On your show, you're always talking about Supergirl, you're talking about volleyball girls, you're talking about redheads. So let's review. I talk about Supergirl. Now, Supergirl's an imaginary character, but I would still want to bang her. But if she were real, I would still want to bang her. But even though she's imaginary, the reason I talk about Supergirl is because I want to bang her. The reason I talk about volleyball girls is because I want to bang her. Bang them. Sorry, not her, them. I want all of them, all the volleyball girls. I want to bang all the volleyball girls. The reason I talk about the little mega hottie at the restaurant that I hit on yesterday is because I want to bang her. Okay? I talked about the little metal faces tattooed girlfriend because somebody else wanted to bang her, but I had to get, there's a point there. I talk about redheads because I want to bang them. Jack Murphy apparently talks about 15-year-olds because he wants to bang them, according to Dick Masterson. Dick Masterson cannot shut the fuck up about trannies. I think we all see where this is going, right? And this made me start thinking, I wonder if, I have no evidence for anything I'm about to say, this is me theorizing, I wonder if the reason Dick is so obsessed and so busy constantly virtue signaling about trannies, because we all know Dick's girlfriend, who may or may not have tattoos and may or may not have metal in her face. I don't know what she looks like. I could probably get on the internet and try to do some kind of Google search or whatever, like Kiwi Farms or something, and try to find out what Dick Masterson's girlfriend looks like. I would rather do other things like get rejected by cute little blonde girls or play Star Wars. But I got to thinking, maybe the reason Dick spends so much time defending trannies is because he's dating a tranny. Now, let's think about what we do know about 80s Girl. We know that 80s Girl is insane. She has some kind of mental problems. We know this for a fact. We know this for a fact, number one, because she's a girl. But we know, I have two other pieces of evidence that support this conclusion that I just arrived at. Piece of evidence number one, 80s Girl used to date Maddox. Yeah, let me see you argue that one. Point number three, 80s Girl is dating Dick Masterson. And remember, she was dating Dick before he started the Dick Show and got the Patreon and made all the money. I mean, like, if any woman who wants to date Dick Masterson now, with, I don't know what his Patreon is up to, but last time I looked at it, it was huge, like my dick, huge, okay? I mean, any woman wanting to date Dick now, I would date Dick Masterson, given how much money he's making. It's like, all I can do is like suck this guy's dick a couple of times a week, and I have access to all this money and his credit cards. Yeah, I'm a fucking whore. I'll do that. So the woman obviously has mental problems. Maybe she's a tranny. Maybe that's why Dick is so fucking obsessed with trannies. It's not just that he wants to fuck a tranny. He is fucking a tranny. You know, it's kind of depressing. Or maybe it's kind of good. I don't know. This is a little frightening. I just totally blew my wad. I have blown through all my notes for this show. I thought, yeah, this is 52 minutes worth of ranting. You know, here's what Dick could do. Maybe because Dick is so concerned. Yeah, we're off the rails now. I don't know what's going to happen next. I didn't know what's going to happen next to begin with anyway. Maybe if Dick is so concerned about virtue signaling how much he loves trannies and how not racist he is by being able to figure out what the connection between Africa and black people is, maybe on his show, maybe he could give a blowjob to a black tranny. Just knob job the guy or girl or whatever the fella thinks it is. Doesn't matter. I mean, if it's a tranny, if it has a real PP or a not real PP, as long as it's a black PP. And then while Dick's down there slobbering on the black tranny's knob, you know, he can sit there, well, I have no idea what Africa has to do with black people. So I bought some precious metals from a company called JB Bullion, which is endorsed by Jack Spearco. So I gave it a shot. I ordered some stuff. Not a whole lot. I spent, what was it? I don't know, $300 or something. Because here's the thing. Like an ounce of silver. What does an ounce of silver look like? Like how big is an ounce of silver? I don't really know. I mean, I know now. But that's why I ordered. I said, well, I'm just going to order a couple of items here and there. Because I want to, I don't know. Like what does an ounce of silver look like physically? How big is that? So I ordered some half ounces of silver, some ounces of silver, a 3 ounce of silver, ordered some gold, and I ordered some platinum. Was it platinum? I keep saying, it was platinum. And the platinum was like some kind of, I don't even remember the weight, but it was some fairly small amount, but the platinums were still, they're like 65-ish, does that math work out? $65, $70 each. I ordered two of them. And so the box shows up and I open it up. It's got the packing material and I'm going all through there and I find, oh, there's the gold. Okay, there's the silver. Oh, these are kind of cool. Because some of the one of the 1 ounce silvers and one, the 3 ounce silver, they're stamped and shaped to look like Egyptian hieroglyphics as carved onto a wall. So, you know, they're pretty in addition to just being a chunk of silver. The other silver I ordered is just chunks of silver with no adornment, right? I'm not buying it for the adornment, although I can understand how the adornment would add value to it. But at this point, I'm just going to be buying gold and silver for the metal itself, not for the adornment of the metal. I also bought some Bitcoin, some Ethereum this morning because I happened to check in just to see how things were doing, and I saw both of them were down. So I threw $100 at Bitcoin and $100 at Ethereum. So I'm gearing up here. We got the cryptocurrencies going on. I'm going to get me some precious metals. Also, we'll get back to the story about the metal in a minute. I also got a water filter. It's a stainless steel container, upper and lower chamber. It's got these big charcoal filters in it, and you pour the water in the top and the water goes to the charcoal filters and comes out the bottom, and it's supposedly clean. I mean, they say it works. I don't know. I can't, you know. Once again, you got to take people's word for it. It's not like I can necessarily prove that a virus didn't get through. But see, now I can't get Wuhan's from the water supply. I will say this about the water filter. I have long encouraged people to filter their water. I've never done it because it's one of those things where you should do what I say, not what I do, apparently. But now I'm finally doing it. Get a water filter, put all your water, because I have now cycled all my stored water through the water filter. I'm cycling all my drinking water through the water filter, my cooking water through the water filter, yada, yada, yada. Because remember, when you're sitting there and you're watching the TV and some bimbo comes on the TV on the news and she says, oh my God, did you know that they have found Giardia in the city's water supply? And scientists are trying to figure out where it could have come from. And they're also, at the same time, they're looking into what possible connection could there be between black people and Africa, because nobody can figure it out. And both of these things are total mysteries. And so by the time you see that on the news, you've been drinking the contaminated water for a week. So get a water filter that theoretically works and start filtering your fucking water now. Because when you find out the water's contaminated, it's too late to filter the water. So I open up my box of metal. And I find all my metal and everything, and I don't see the platinum. I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm looking, and there's no platinum. So I get on the interwebs, I send an email to the company. And they got back to me very quickly. I was impressed, because this was like a test. I'm like, okay, they fucked up. I didn't get my goddamn full order. Yeah, I may never order from these people again, but let's see what happens when I contact them. They got back to me very quickly, And in the email, it's like, we will investigate, you know, save your packing material, yada, yada, take pictures, blah, blah. And then it has this list. Are you sure you ordered this thing? You know, is it on your packing slip? Did you look in all the packing materials and make sure, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at this and going, God damn it. Look, you fucking morons. I'm not a fucking idiot. I took the stuff out of the box. It's not in the fucking box. So I go back on and there's the trash can. I'm like, you know what? Let me check one more time. So I pull out the packing material from the box and I'm shaking it out because they use like crumpled paper. And the fucking platinum falls out of the packing material. I'm like, God damn it. Here I am. Of course I looked in the packing material. I'm not an idiot. Well, apparently I am a fucking idiot. So I wrote him back. I said, hey, I found the platinum. False alarm. Like, okay, thanks, moron. They didn't say that. Now, I don't know. I put it away already. I don't know if you, because I talked about not knowing, like, how big is 3 ounces of silver. 3 ounces of silver is, it's kind of big. I mean, you could throw that at somebody and hurt them. I mean, unless you throw like a girl. Do you know how big $70 worth of platinum is? Let me tell you. If you took $70 worth of platinum and you dropped it into a shag carpet, you might never find it. It's like, holy shit. And they were in a little plastic bag. But $70 worth of platinum is a tiny fucking piece of metal. I'm like, holy shit. I don't know how I'm going to use it. I guess I could use this for currency when the apocalypse happens. And if you get a magnifying glass and you look at it, you could see it's stamped on there like whatever it is. Is it 500? No, that's not right. 500 milligrams. Anyway, the weight is stamped on it. I was like, dude, this is the tiniest piece of metal I've ever bloody seen. All right, hang on 1 minute. I got to check something out. There is some oddness going on with the recording. Yeah, let me complain about technology for a minute, because God knows. God doesn't know, because God doesn't exist. But if God did exist, he would know. First of all, God would know the connection between black people and Africa, because God wouldn't have to virtue signal, because he would be God. Nobody could take away his Patreon. He doesn't have to get on the fucking internet and record himself just desperately, desperately pandering to trannies and black people and pedophiles so that nobody takes away his Patreon account. God would also know that I don't complain about technology enough. So I'm sitting here, I record in Audacity. And we're on the latest version, the Audacity 3, which is got some good stuff to it. But I'm sitting here, I'm watching my waveform going by, because up there at the top, see, I can see where I am in the podcast. Like right now, I can see I'm creeping in on your girlfriend. I'm creeping in on that cute little blonde girl at Texas Roadhouse. I'm creeping in on 44 minutes and, 30 seconds of podcasting. So I'm sitting here and I'm recording. I'm looking up and I'm looking at my timestamps. It's like 23 minutes at the very beginning of the window when the thing's going across, right? All right, and I look up and I talk. And the waveform is going across. It's scrolling, but the time says 23 minutes. And I look up there again, and the time is at 23 minutes. I'm like, wait, how in the fuck have I been talking for all this time? Instead of you going, great one, you already been talking for way too fucking long. I've been talking all this fucking time. I'm still at 23 minutes. How in the fuck is that possible? Well, it's possible Oh, man. Hold on. My voice is going out now. There it is, man. My voice literally dying. Ugh. Oh, speaking of virtue signaling, let me tell you this. So, yeah, how in the fuck can it be 23 minutes? All the goddamn... So, anyhow, I zoom in and zoom out, and now the time has corrected itself because it's software bugs. Of course there's software. Thank you, technology, for not being able to do a fucking thing right. Anyhow, talking of virtue signaling. So, I'm at the library picking up some stuff. I am reading what The Dumbest Generation Grows Up. I got that book again. I had it from the library. I didn't have time to read it, so I'm reading it again. I've started it. I'm still like in the first chapter. He's still basically the guy's just right now. This is the part of the book where he's just talking about how, hey, look, everybody, remember when I said that the millennials were going to grow up to be disasters and everybody told me that I was stupid? Well, hey, guess what? I was right and you were wrong. Go fuck yourselves. So he hasn't even gotten any evidence or anything yet. This is just the part of the book where he's bragging about how right he was, which is good. I mean, I'm enjoying it because he's right. Anyhow, so far it's good. While I was there, I'm looking over there in the graphic novels and I saw Archie, you know, like Archie and Jughead and Betty and Veronica. And so it's a reboot, of course, because everything's a reboot, of Archie. So I pick it up and I'm flipping through it. The art is actually quite nice. It is, written or drawn? I can't remember. There's a woman involved. Of course, there's a woman involved. I can't remember if she's the writer, the artist, both, whatever. It doesn't matter. So I'm like, well, you know what? I'm here. I'm going to grab this and check it out. The story and the writing is not bad. But here's the thing. We took Archie, and of course we put it in the modern age. So they have cell phones. And you know, here's a problem with any kind of media, like Archie comics, you know, whatever. Cell phones really negate all of this stuff. Because Archie and Jughead and Betty and Veronica, you know, the sort of things that they would do, the thing, sort of things the characters did back in that day are not the sort of things they would do in a world of video games and cell phones and the internet. And I'm reading the comic, and people are hardly using their cell phones, which of course is not true, because I don't know if you've ever seen boys or girls who are in high school, but they're pretty much on their cell phone all the fucking time. And so I think if you're going to reboot something like Archie Comics, you can't reboot it in the modern age. Reboot it in the age in which it was created. Now, I know this is going to cause a problem because, you know, millennials, who are, I don't know anything about the people writing and drawing this. I'm taking a wild guess that they are millennials for a couple of reasons, which we'll get to. Two reasons, one of which I already told you, everybody using a cell phone. They could not conceive of this taking place in an environment where cell phones were not a thing, right? And so there's your first limitation. I can conceive of the non-existence of cell phones. In fact, I crave the non-existence of cell phones. Right now, my cell phone is somewhere in the other room. It's not even turned on. But the second thing that tells me the people writing this are probably millennials. And to tie everything up as we swing back around to virtue signaling, Archie and Betty and Veronica and Jughead all go to this high school, and I don't know that I have ever seen a high school with so few white people. It's every color of the rainbow. We got the fucking Asian girl with the pink hair, and we got the black, I'm not sure if it's a man or a woman, and Archie's friends, he's got the Indian, dot Indian, not feather Indian, and the black guy. There's the one token white blonde guy. For those of you who don't know, Archie is a white guy with red hair, So in the comic, he is a redheaded white guy. Betty is a blonde, white. Veronica is a brunette, white. Jughead is a white guy. Okay, in the comic book, those four characters are what they're supposed to be. And Archie has this one blonde-haired white guy friend. And then, of course, the bad guy, the rich kid in the high school who's obnoxious, he's white, of course. Everyone else in the high school is dark. I mean, it's almost like we're in Africa. And you say, oh, great one. What does Africa have to do with dark people? Wow, I don't know. I can't figure it out. Wow. See, I really should have been the end of the podcast right there. That was a perfect little bit to go out. See, the music should have kicked in right there, and I do a little bit more shouting, and then go out. But it didn't work out that way. Sometimes in the world, things don't work out the way you want them to. You know, sometimes you hit on a little mega hottie and she tells you she's got a person. It's like, well, damn, now I got to kill this person so I can bang you. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke. It wasn't a very good joke. It wasn't very funny. I mean, yeah, that was nowhere near as epically funny as Dick Masterson saying he can't figure out what Africa has to do with black people. That might be a running joke for me for a while. I was listening to this. I'm going, Dick, the fuck is wrong with you? This guy used to be edgy. This guy wrote the book, Men Are Better Than Women, which is fucking hilarious. I keep meaning one of these days to just pull that book out and just read some of it on this podcast for those of you who have not read it and are thinking, it's a great one. How funny can it really be? I'm telling you, man. It's pretty goddamn funny. It's as funny as not knowing the connection between black people and Africa.